Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to Nightly Pop, where porn stars and meatball go hand in hand and really mean it. Kim Whitley is back. Woo-hoo. Hey girl, looking all good. And we have a special guest today, Adam Rippon. Hi. You guys show them these shoes though, Adam. These shoes are, wait, I don't know, is that flexible?
Well, I mean, I had to do a little stretch before I came here.
Okay.
So. That was good, Adam.
We are so happy to have you with us. All right, you guys, let's jump right into it because we gotta talk about tonight's Keeping Up with the Kardashians episode. Now, because we just learned that Kourtney once paid Scott the ultimate compliment in the bedroom, and he isn't letting her live it down.
So, what are you working on?
I think I'm gonna do an article right now on celibacy. I have to research it. I'm just getting.
Oh, we practice celibacy.
Getting
for a while.
Started. No, we still had sex, even though you think we didn't.
You told Sarah Howard you thought I was a porn star when we first started hooking up.
I remember, but I don't sit there and dwell and think about.
Well, there's no dwelling, baby. You were with a porn star one time.
Definitely not.
Their relationship is so different, you guys. Is that putting a lot of pressure on Kourtney's new man?
I mean, he was a little inappropriate, but he did look sexy laying there.
I know, he did kind of look cute.
There's something about Scott where it's like, I'm kind of over him, but yeah. I'll never get over him.
Yeah, there's a weird. I didn't like him for many, many years, but he has definitely grown on me. He's really, honestly, one of the funniest people on the show in
this
way. They both have this very dry, sarcastic way that they talk to each other, but I feel like this is the healthiest they've ever been, so I'm here for it. Obviously, Kourtney is with Travis Barker. I think she good.
Yeah, she's
like,
fine.
That's the closest you get into another porn star.
I was just gonna say, that's a porn star. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's a porn star.
Right?
Yeah.
Soak it up now, y'all. Okay, Kim Kardashian was featured on Jeopardy this week in a category about famous Kims. But if you got this one wrong, we don't know how to help you.
Kim for 200, please.
This woman seen here is working on criminal justice reform issues. Amanda.
Who is Kim Kardashian?
Correct.
Kim 1000.
Okay, I mean, I understand it was only for $200, but that seemed like the easiest Jeopardy question I've ever
that
seen.
That was pretty easy.
Yeah, the only one I would ever get right.
Now, if my picture would have popped up, I would have understood.
I know, I was waiting for it.
I would have understood the white people standing there like this.
No, you were Kim for 1,000, I think. I think you would be Kim for 1,000.
Yeah, they probably would have called you Jack Hay. All right, you guys, as usual, things got explosive on last night's Real Housewives of New Jersey. Teresa was mad at her brother Joe for not sticking up for her, and let's just say it unleashed a lot of things.
Like, you don't stick up for your sister?
All of a sudden, you're a weak bitch who can't defend yourself?
I can stick up for myself.
Because you just stuck up for your ex-husband when we were defending you. Defend us against your ex-husband. This has nothing to do with my husband, that bitch.
No, stop. Could you just listen? I'm mad at the son of a bitch for what he did to you. He ruined everything. And he put you in jail. My wife is a 100% right. You're gonna defend him? That piece of shit. He put my mother in a grave. So I'm supposed to like him? You understand that?
You know, why did the cheese plate have to suffer? Like,
yeah.
But what did that do to you?
She had remorse after that. Did you see her clean it up? She
cleaned up quick, didn't she?
Yeah, she hadn't eaten. She was like, oh, damn, I forgot to eat
this. I was like, girl, this cheese, you know, platters take a long time. to put together. This is a lot of hard work. You up the meal for everybody because you mad?
The sister-in-law's all in her face.
Yeah. You know, this is a little aggressive.
You know what? Famously, this family is so calm. So it's really shocking to me that something like this would happen. They usually just have it together.
Right, usually yeah. They just talk it out, you know?
Right, they never throw things.
This is kind of exhausting. Like, when I was younger, I would get into it with friends, family members, and we would yell and scream at each other. That was the way we communicated. It was very toxic. As I got older, I realized this is not effective.
No.
How are they still this age fighting like this?
Oh, well, it happens.
You don't talk to your brother like this, do you?
What? Oh, God. Me and my brothers, we go at it. Have you ever fought with a friend, though?
Absolutely.
Oh, what about a... Like, I have a sister-in-law. I won't say this. I love my sister-in-law.
You do.
But there was another one that... Woo, she was
the one that didn't make it?
She didn't make it.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
She didn't make it.
All right, you guys, we got to move on. Now, if you think that we don't cover hard news, you are very wrong. There's a discussion that Chrissy Teigen and John Legend have almost every day, and it's really important.
The carbs in that one meatball would be like 3/4 of whatever it says there.
So if I had one meatball...
Is it? You said 9 carbs for sure?
You had less than one.
So it would be like 7... Mm. It would be like 7 carbs in one meatball, basically.
Yeah.
That's
not bad at all.
No.
Not bad
though.
It's still pretty much
hard for you. Please help me. Why am I always so hungry?
I'm so sorry. I'm confused. Okay. They had this whole conversation about carbs, and then she is going in a sub sandwich with melted cheese? What does it matter?
On the bread.
Yeah. To me, that sounds like my worst nightmare. I have to be honest. Having a conversation like that with anybody.
Right.
It's just like...
Breaking
just
it down.
I know.
Oh, no, I want to sleep with that bun and those meatballs.
Right. Now, first of all, the sandwich looked amazing.
It did.
Yes, it did.
But if you got to go through all that to eat the sandwich, just eat it or don't. But I don't want to hear about all the extra stuff.
No. I would do it, and then I would eat the whole sub.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know. I mean, we know meatballs and cheese and bread is not the healthiest meal. I don't think we need all of the intricacies of the calories and the carbs.
But
good
delicious.
Luck to them.
It's
but so
good.
But
I love their kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, that is a nice kitchen, Kim. You are a woman of a certain age. Yes. We start talking about, like, kitchens and the bathrooms. That's all I talk about now.
I was like, look at that.
Let's talk about somebody that you really love, though.
Okay.
Let's talk about Young Jock.
Oh,
your favorite.
Lord, what has he done now?
He's getting trolled because he is shelling out big bucks for a fake beard. He showed off his beard weave on social media, and of course, his comment section is lit up.
Yeah, man, check my boy Jock out. Beard guy, Colin Beard guy is up.
No. We need to show the before. He had no beard. He had no beard.
And it should have stayed that way.
Look at this. This was the before, this is the after.
No, that's...
That's not even a beard.
That's a craft. That's not a beard, it's a craft.
That's a craft, like somebody was doing
arts and crafts. What's the little thing that they give you in math with the little 90-degree angle? Like, that's what it looks like.
Yes.
It doesn't even go all the way down.
Is it hair? And he's actually cutting it?
It looks like a little... There's some hair on there.
It's a beard weave.
Would you guys date someone who showed up with a beard weave, Adam?
No. Quick no.
I believe you, too.
I mean, you know, like, what if your weave hair falls out off while you're doing something?
What if it rains when you go outside?
What if you have to tell someone you have a beard weave?
Yeah, I mean,
just like, ooh, like, what if I...
Why?
Can I keep this?
Yes.
I want it.
That's what happens. A weave will fall out on you.
I love it here.
God.
I love it here.
Kim is sick. You are sick.
Kim.
What is that even? You need to get your hair done. Why is it so loose? What is going on? Oh my God, we gotta take a break. But coming up, like, it's you more in the mood. Tantric yoga or naked woodworking? Hell to the no-no is next. I'm losing my rings.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, I'm still recovering. Welcome. come back. Sometimes in order to feel better about our own choices, we need to watch the mess people willingly get themselves into on TV. So it is time for Hell to the No-No. Okay, so on the latest Married at First Sight, Claire is very sexually frustrated with her husband, Ryan. It's been weeks, and they still have not had sex. So now she's hoping to get into a little tantric yoga to get him into the mood.
You guys, we're gonna do our tantra poses. Feel each other. How do you feel as part of this partnership?
Switch poses.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Oh, are you okay? Sorry.
You took me out. Oh, goodness. That's it. How's that feel?
I feel like I'm doing all the heavy lifting.
Oh.
I would understand why tantric yoga would help build a sexual connection, but this hasn't furthered developed our connection, in my opinion.
Last part, and you guys will be done.
Outstanding.
Married, you know, we know it's Married at First Sight. They didn't know each other, but they are married now. Mm-hmm. What is he waiting on?
You know what I'm going to say? I haven't seen a man less interested in having sex with a woman since I've seen myself.
Yes. Yeah. I just say, me and Adam were looking at each other through the whole thing. Yeah. We were like this.
No.
He's not into her. We've seen this show before, and he's been trying to connect to her on an intellectual level. And she's never interested in really having anything more than surface conversations.
But this, okay.
What?
All right, so.
Yes.
Okay.
What?
Whatever you're saying, yes.
I am just.
Yeah.
A man doesn't care. At some point, you've decided to get married and you're trying to connect on a. Sometimes you just want to just go ahead and do it.
Do it, right, yes. Right. Yeah.
And they are married.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's not going to hurt you.
It doesn't matter. You know?
But he does. He just. Maybe he's just not attracted to her.
Like I said again, it doesn't matter.
Kim!
Baby, it could have been a new show called Married to a Gorilla, First Sight.
but there are some people who are like,
look. In the pandemic, let's talk about
that. I know. Oh, my God. This is a pandemic.
People are
drying up, and she's sitting on his lap.
She's doing
everything.
He was like, he was shifting her right off that thing. All right, let's talk about Netflix because they have a new series called Worn Stories. So it's about how clothes, you know, affect our lives and why they have special meaning. But they surprised us in the first episode when it was about a nudist couple.
When we woodwork, we have to wear shoes. I would love to be able to give them up, but it's a safety thing.
Working in the nude is safe?
Yeah.
She bought me a leather apron to protect myself for Christmas, but it's too hot to wear. In my shop, it's a beer, Crocs, and a towel. That's about it.
What was that?
At home, this was blurred for you. It was not blurred for us.
No.
So that's why. We didn't expect that. But I'm curious about a show about Warren, about the hit, you know, how clothes affect you, why they would pick people who are just nakedy-nake.
I was just thinking that I do love that they thought of this concept of, like, what do clothes mean to you?
Right.
And the first episode, they're like, let's do one without clothes.
What's the point of this?
Y'all are missing the whole point.
What are we missing?
Please.
None of the Saw action concerned any of you.
No, it does concern me.
I haven't even gotten there. This is a very layered clip.
I kind of do like that they were so free with it. The more I think about it, the more I kind of like them. Like, they're
it's
free with it.
It's not the nudity that's scaring me. It's the all the activities while being
nude. They sitting
that's
on the
what scares
Saw,
me.
I just didn't. I would never think that a man would be that reckless because.
You wouldn't?
There's accidents.
Yeah, you wouldn't think a man would be that reckless.
Not with his thing.
Company that friends come over there and they got to sit on the couch that your booty been on.
Yeah, that's true.
And all
yeah.
That, no.
Yeah, we're not coming over to eat.
No, we're not coming to eat.
Apparently, they say they put towels down for everybody.
Oh, that's okay. Disgusting. That is so filthy. That is horrible. And the only thing I see in my mind is I can draw that woman's from memory.
Oh my God. Okay, ladies, if you are looking for a man who isn't afraid to commit, Dr. Phil has found the guy for you. So Mark apparently proposed to a lot of women saying it was all a part of God's plan, but we kind of doubt his batting average, and so does Dr. Phil.
I've asked thousands, tens of thousands of women to marry me. So first thing I say, I don't even introduce myself. I say,
God bless, my name is Mark Anthony. Would you like to get married on your birthday? Now, of course, women are going to think you're wacky, and I don't care what they think. I care what God thinks.
You've asked tens of thousands of women to marry
and
you?
And you know what? And only one to say yes, and there was a beautiful one
and
who said yes.
And you're surprised that only one
Not
said yes?
Not surprised. I only need one to say yes.
Okay, spoiler. The woman that he got to marry him ended up divorcing him. and he has never at once, I don't think he thinks he's the problem.
No.
This is
crazy.
I love Robin sitting in the back ready. She looked like she ready to
look at her hands.
Yeah, she was
hands.
Ready for him. Yeah. She was not amused.
No.
At all. She is me.
I want Mark to call me. I get where he's coming from. I understand him. I get where he's coming from.
He said he only needs one. He found her.
But he's doing a service. Women who have never been asked to be married. He's going around the country asking these women to be married. At least you can say,
God.
I've been asked. A lot of my friends ain't never been asked. So call me, because I got some people I need you to propose to.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm
going
to find you somebody. I'm probably going to marry you.
How many people have you said yes to?
Let's see, we're talking about him.
I knew you've had multiple proposals.
I've said yes, because I don't like hurting people's feelings.
Okay, and then later, you just do it on the back end.
I let it dwindle out. I go out of the country for a while, you know. But I understand. I've said yes seven times.
Seven times?
Yeah, I just never made it to the church.
Adam, have you been proposed to multiple times?
Just once.
Just one time?
Yeah.
One good time.
Just one good time, and that's all I needed.
Yeah.
God had nothing to do with that.
Well,
he did. I got you, Kim. I got you,
okay,
Swallow.
Kim, you're out. I got it. Now we know how she got seven proposals, honey. Okay, we gotta take another break. But coming up, a woman gets a shocking anonymous package with a nasty note. Plus, the local bird lady pisses off an entire community. There Goes the Neighborhood is next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, thank God for crazy-ass people who live next door so we can talk about their whole messy life. Who is ready for There Goes the Neighborhood? All right, now, it must have been a slow news day because CBS 13 in Sacramento sent a reporter to cover a dog barking mystery. A woman got a special delivery from an anonymous neighbor, but she was not sure why she was targeted.
The box is addressed to barking dog owner.
Leanna Cox wasn't sure what she would find inside.
It has a shock collar in it.
The gift also came with a nasty note.
And it says, "Dear barking dog neighbor, we thought we would super enjoy you using this on your dog as we would like to sleep past 5:30 a.m. There's my cat. This is the only thing I have. They don't bark."
She does want the anonymous Amazon sender to know this.
If I did have a dog and I was to receive this, I would be super upset that you're telling me to put a shock collar on my dog.
She happened to get a credit for this delivery. She was able to use that credit to buy some magnetic eyelashes.
Oh, no. Okay. Not magnetic eyelashes.
I'm done.
That's the happy ending?
I'm offended by the magnetic eyelashes than anything.
The happy ending of this story is magnetic eyelashes?
I thought it was going to be like cat
poor lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, beyond the fact that this happened to her, why are they covering a story on this news channel?
It is slow right now.
But I'm glad, because now I know there is a collar that you can put on your dog when they cut through.
Yeah, but I would be pissed though if this came to me and I really didn't have a dog. Like, she has a cat.
Yes.
She's not the offending neighbor.
Yeah,
they got it wrong.
Yeah. Well, see, she's not upset. She got magnetic eyelashes out of this. No,
true, but I'd have put a big sign in my yard. It ain't me.
Right.
Yes.
I got two cats.
Right. Now,
yeah, I would not have.
Have you guys had any issues with your neighbors? Like, would you want to send them anything via Amazon to help out the neighborhood? Ooh, you have.
Huh? No. No, I love all my neighbors.
Ooh.
We don't have a problem. I had a coyote come from their yard.
Okay.
And it jumped over the fence, so I built a little higher. Then he gonna call me the other day and said, I got a skunk that went over from my yard.
You guys don't own these wild animals. They're wild.
I think they do. I think she does on those wild animals.
Okay. So there is nothing wrong with liking animals, but a bird lover is pissing off the entire neighborhood.
This is the neighbor below us. She loves to feed the birds. She's been asked to stop doing this because she likes to feed them on the neighbor's property, and they just all over the neighbor's property and the cars below. She's a Karen. Here we call them sea hags.
Not the sea hag.
Karen sea hag. That's what she said.
Listen, a lot of birds in your area can be a little bit of a menace, especially if you just washed your car.
I hate birds.
You do?
Yeah, I hate birds. And you know what I hate more than birds? That woman, her throwing form. Do you see she's just tossing that? What is that? What is going on?
Okay, this is a problem because my friends will watch the show and say, Kim, I can't believe you sat there and didn't say anything. I feed the birds.
Oh, my God, you're a bird lady.
And they tell me, I'm a bird
you're a bird lady.
It is fun to see the little birds come up.
You took a pleasure out of that. It's so strange to me. All right, guys, we got to move on. Finally, every morning, like clockwork, one man wakes up to a startling sound from his neighbor, and let's just say he's over it.
I'd like to thank my old deaf neighbors who let their car alarm go off every single morning at about 6:30. You drive me mad. And I will kill you.
I will kill you.
He's ready for a case right now. How would you guys deal with
but
this?
But how does that... But why does it go off every morning at that time?
How does a car... I don't have a car alarm.
You don't?
No.
Are you sure?
No, you do. You just know
how does it... How do I do it? Is that my car?
Wait a minute. Do you have keys that go boop-boop?
Yeah.
That's because my car is...
Yeah, that's your alarm locking.
Yeah, you probably have never heard it.
When will it go off?
When somebody tries to steal it.
Do you know, like, a year ago, I had my hubcap stolen. I didn't know that was still a thing.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
I feel like you might be an easy target. You don't even know you have an alarm.
Okay, T. Yeah, I am.
Yeah. All right, well, just don't tell us what kind of car you drive. We don't want you to become more of a victim. Okay, you guys, we are out of time. But big thanks to Kim Whitley and Adam Ripoff for joining us. Tune in Monday for an all-new Nightly Pop. Hunter is back. We're going to be celebrating his birthday. He probably won't have a shirt on. Bye. Oh.